Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. Something for everyone. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and I'm joined this week by the fantastic writer, director, actor, maker, Rachel Stubbings. She's incredibly talented in all areas of the arts, and I had a lovely time painting a stingray with her. If you want to see our paintings as you listen, then follow Secret Artists on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod. See you on the other side. Rachel Stubbings is a BAFTA-nominated writer whose credits include The Athena on Sky, 8 out of 10 Cats on Channel 4, Mock the Week on BBC, The Last Leg on Channel 4, Trolleyed on Sky and lots more. She is also one half of directing duo Barbara with long-term collaborator Ben Malaby.
Ben Malaby.
As an actor, Rachel has starred in Julia Davies' sitcom Sally Forever, Sick of It, Game Face and a BAFTA-nominated feature film The Ghoul and Super Bob with friend of the podcast Brett Goldstein. Aww. As well as all that, she's an excellent maker of all things arts and crafts. So many strings to her bow. I'm delighted to have her on the podcast. I always sound insincere, but you've done a lot of stuff.
Do you know what? It sounds like a lot, yeah.
Is it nice having that read back to you?
No, horrid.
Horrid, yeah. Yeah, I'd hate it too. That's why I host it.
I'm going to start a podcast just so I can put you through that.
That hell. Do you ever have an identity crisis with having all those sort of strings to your...
Oh, absolutely. Bow? Yeah. But I'm absolutely at peace with it too.
Yeah.
I think I get bored with things and I'm really flit around.
Mm.
So
you're
been
multi-talented.
Directing. Well, that's another way of putting it, yeah.
How
when
do you
I've been
describe...
directing for a while, I'm like, oh God, I'd love to do some writing now.
Yeah.
And when I've done loads of like sitting on my own in a room writing, I'm like, oh, I'm longing to make something.
That's good.
Yeah.
How, if a stranger asked you what you did, what would
I'd say
you
writer.
Say? Yeah.
I think that's the one I do the most of and that's the one that I never tire of.
Mm-hmm.
As in like, I always... Even when I'm like sick of writing a project, I'll still be excited by new ideas and
yeah.
thinking about things.
It feels like there's less judgment with that as well. Like yeah. no expectation to be
yeah
funny or...
Yeah, and I can like, be writers so loose.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be anything.
It can be anything.
Because sometimes with certain people, you're like, I'm not even going to mention comedy.
Yeah.
Because the pressure on that.
Hell.
Yeah.
What would you like to paint today?
Well, Annie... I have chosen to paint a stingray.
Yeah, I love it. I'm excited. They're weird old creatures, aren't they? Stingrays.
Yeah, well, they're very interesting because they've got a cool side and a really uncool side with their smiling face. It's so uncool. But you could go either way with it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, and extremely dangerous whilst looking simultaneously incredibly cute. If my voice goes weird,
yeah,
it's because I have a slightly sore throat.
Okay.
But it's not.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's not the thing.
That, I've never seen the underside of a stingray like that.
Are you joking? Which one?
The top one with the like smiley face.
It's so cute.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, yeah, Little Ray was my nickname, or is my nickname with a sort of certain group of friends.
Okay.
And so...
how did that come about?
I think because I'm little.
Little.
And my...
Stupid face
has
and red. Very dangerous.
And just dumb and dangerous, yeah.
Which one of those photos are you going to use, do you think?
I think I'm going to go with the one where it's on the... You can see the stupid face, but he's on his side.
Yeah, so it's taken simpler. From below and you yeah. can see the water
yeah.
on top.
I'm not going to copy it, but I'm going to use that sort of face. I might mix up both of them, actually, the one with the really dumb face.
Yeah, I might use that first one.
Yeah.
Weird old creatures.
Yeah.
I just before you came because you'd...
Can I start?
Yeah, I'm going to start. I looked up the difference between a stingray and a manta ray because I realised
that... Oh, yeah,
that
I'm not entirely sure, actually.
It seems to be that manta rays aren't dangerous, but stingrays are, I think.
Okay, so maybe we are drawing a manta ray.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's loads of different ones.
Steve Irwin was killed by a stingray, wasn't he?
Yeah. Poor old dude.
Poor guy.
R.I.P.
Friend of the podcast.
Oh, I feel like I've already ballsed up.
Oh, God, I've gone straight in with bright blue.
I really like that you've got us these snazzy little canvases.
Yeah, it's quite nice to have a canvas board, isn't it?
It's really nice.
Bit of an upgrade from paper.
Yeah, I've just moved on to canvas, actually, with my own.
Yeah, I loved that ghost painting that you did.
Oh, thank you. I was so... I've been really getting into painting recently. I as well as flitting around with my career, I also flit around with my hobbies.
Mm.
And I do a lot of sewing. But, I've got into... back into from being a kid painting.
Yeah.
And I've just been using... paper, and I was finding I was using thicker and thicker acrylic, so I went on to canvas. And yeah, that ghost was my first one.
It's really cool. It looks almost like fabric the way you've painted it.
Yeah. So I wanted to find I've had a really stressful writing job recently, and I was finding it really hard to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I really want to paint something, but I sometimes really crave monotony, you know, like something that takes ages, that has lots of detail.
And, yeah, the more sort of repetitive.
Yeah, and one that...
Easier to switch off.
Yeah, so I could do a bit, because that's what I like about sewing with patchwork.
Mm-hmm.
You can like do, you know, it in stages. Mine is really rubbish, actually, so far.
Oh, mine too. Awful. Yeah, it's therapeutic, isn't it? When you can just switch off from it.
Yeah, totally. So I wanted to find something I could paint like that.
Mm.
And I was like, I can't think what it is yet. That was the only thing. And then finally was like, well, I love ghosts. And you know, have you seen that film, A Ghost Story, with Casey Affleck?
No. Is it good?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, really good. Really slow and weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the poster for it's amazing.
Mm.
And it's of a ghost. And I've always loved that. And I nearly bought it once. And then, can I help myself to paint?
Please, yeah. Have you run out of white?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And we are running out of white.
Okay,
that's it. You can do that like toothpaste thing of squeezing it right from the bottom. I thought I had more left than I did.
I've got like a huge bottle of white. It's my fault.
No, I have as well. I just didn't bring it. Idiot.
A couple of idiots.
It's going to be
amateurs.
Be a dark, dark stingray. So have you sold that painting? Because we had a chat about pricing art.
Yeah, I have. I'm going to do it again and sell the one I'm doing again. It's actually a guy called Danny Robbins who runs a podcast about ghost stories.
Mm.
And he's written that play as well. He's he loves a ghost.
Yeah.
And he was just like, right, can I buy that straight away? And I was like,
that's really nice.
And I didn't know what to, you know, in the end I was like, look, I have no idea what to charge you.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, here's how much the sort of materials cost.
Yeah.
And here's how much time it's gonna be. And then he was like, I'll pay you £50 more than that. I was like, okay, that's the worst haggling of anyone I've ever known. But you're on.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
it's so awkward, isn't it?
And I was happy for it. Yeah, I was really happy that it went to someone that would really care about it.
Yeah, it means something to him. That's yeah. nice. Are you still making jewellery?
It's one of my little phases that's over now.
Is it?
Yeah, but it'll come back. That became quite stressful because I always made them for mates and stuff, and you know, and then I put some on my Etsy shop, and then Jess Foster Q wore a pair on telly, and like did a post about it, and Frankie Boyle retweeted that.
Oh wow.
And
suddenly you're in high demand.
Yeah. And then suddenly I was like, oh, well, I can't actually. I mean, not to moan, but.
It's a funny situation.
Yeah, most so people weird. Be like,
brilliant. My business is taking off. Yeah. You're like, guys, stop ruining my hobby.
Yeah, exactly. And suddenly I was like, desperately trying to fulfill orders. And I was like, this isn't why I got into this, really.
Yeah, it's funny that when your hobby becomes.
Yeah.
Your
Yeah, it's really
of income, and then
gotta be careful. Yeah, I mean, in lockdown it was great because I made lots of things and I really got a kick out of selling it.
Yeah,
on you know, in lockdown, but it's become a bit stressful since.
What were the earrings that Jess wore?
Well, she wore so many in the end, but they were little.
Did you ask her to stop?
Yeah, can you stop tweeting about them? Like stars, I think those ones, the ones that did really well.
What do you use again?
Fimo.
Fimo. Nice.
Yeah, so I just made cake topper for Toby Williams and Hannah George when they got married.
Oh, nice.
And Sarah Dakin and John.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
John Harvey. So I still do them, and I just do them for free because...
Because you're a terrible business person.
Absolutely awful business person. Yeah, and I had a little painting in your lovely gallery, didn't I?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Pink as fuck.
Yeah.
Bought by Lou Sanders, I think.
Oh, I don't think she ordered one after that.
Did you? Yeah, you did like a series of them, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. She's got one in her flat. My cousin wanted to buy it, but then her mum didn't let her. She made
I remember you saying
that. A different
so
painting that... wasn't rude.
Yeah, it was. It is rude. I was thinking of doing a series of them.
You could do it for all colours.
Yeah. Because I did one with all like 60s. I sort of used a bit of decoupage, or however you say that, and put kitsch as fuck in the middle. And then I got a different idea. Actually, it's when I said at the beginning I get bored and move on, it's actually more like I just get excited about something else.
That's nice.
Rather than
you're
bored.
A true creative.
Yeah, bloody artist, mate.
I liked your video crafting with Rachel.
Thanks.
Where you teach people how to make a zip-upper.
Yeah,
zip
that was the driest shoot. It's really hard to do.
I thought you came across very well.
Oh, thank you.
Although I did start watching it thinking it was a sketch, and I was like, oh, she's going to do like a parody video. And then I was like, oh, no, it is just a proper crafting video.
Oh, no. If you'd got to the end, Annie, you'd have seen me shoot myself in the head.
Oh, that shows that.
You've really shown yourself.
Really shown, yeah.
You've really embarrassed yourself there.
Well, it was 9 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was...
do you know what?
I was rushing to see all your stuff.
I played it at my... I run a film night called Shooting the Breeze.
Yeah.
Actually, round here, up on Kino.
Yeah.
It's on Bermondsey Square. And the moment where the audience realised that actually I was going to make a, you know, I had committed to making the pencil case from start to finish.
Yeah.
that actually got more of a laugh than the...
Than you shooting yourself in the head.
Yeah.
We're going to go back and watch it.
Yeah, please do. Because I was really... I did a series where I was shooting myself in the head a lot. Because I had a... I'd met a guy that did really good animation and special effects. So, you know, Chris Lindsay.
Are you still doing lots of stuff at the National Film School? Is it called National Film School?
Yeah, I run the comedy writing course there.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really... Yeah, it's a lot of work, but I really, really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. But
so what do you have to do? Are you teaching how to write comedy?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's quite a practical course, so it's like learning by doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they've like, my current group have like so far done like sketch, comedy entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Not very good at multitasking, by the way.
That's all right.
It's like talking and painting.
My stingray is very childish.
Yeah, they go through all of it. Yeah, so comedy entertainment, so they like did gag writing and were writing on a... It's a really like... It's a really cool course. Like if I'd have had that course when I was first starting out, I would have loved that.
Yeah, it must be so interesting also just to read other people's scripts. And
yeah, that's the time consuming bit. You know, I actually, it's actually only like 2 hours physical teaching a week, but then I have to like write notes obviously on everyone's work. But it's, you know, I get lots of guests in and really cool people come and like give talks and...
Oh, nice. Did you go to art college?
I went to an arts college, but I studied like performance there, like weird avant-garde kind of theatre-y type stuff.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I hate it. So miserable.
What was the college called?
Dartington College of Arts.
Very good. Why did you not want to study fine art?
That's an interesting question. Well, at school, I was only good at the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not very academic at all and actually really struggled.
Mm.
And my mum has admitted to me as I've got older that she was genuinely really worried about me.
Really?
Yeah, because I hated all other classes and I wasn't very good at them. It was like a sort of double-edged sword, like...
Do you think she did well to disguise that she was very worried
about
you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's nice.
Because I think I worried a lot, so she would have... But then when I got to, like, secondary school, I met a man called Mr. Cobley, soon to be known as Paul after that, who was my drama teacher. And he was the first teacher to really, like, invest in me, and he thought I was really good at acting.
Aww.
And really, you know, it's sort of unprofessional, I suppose, but I was just definitely his favourite.
Yeah.
Even at his funeral, which was a couple of years ago, I did a reading, and his wife was like, Rachel was Paul's favourite.
I mean, surely all teachers have favourites.
Yes,
I guess just
totally.
Historically you could
I
say
who I
they
do.
Were. No, you can't. Who's your favourite?
No, I can't. Absolutely can't. Not until they graduate. But yeah, anyway, I loved...
Excuse me.
Please, bless you, child.
Thank you.
I loved drama, and it was the first thing I was good at.
Yeah.
And then realised I was quite good at art as well, and music. And those teachers...
What sort of music did you do?
Well, I played the clarinet, and... I couldn't really read music very well, but I could pick things up very easily. So I often like just copied what the other people were doing with their fingers, which was quite frustrating, I think,
for the people you were copying.
No. For my teachers. Like when I was having clarinet lessons, I learnt the scales.
Mm.
By the order they went down in the page.
Right.
So I never learned. So every time he was like, okay, play whatever scale, I was like, okay, what number was that? Like, where on the page? Like, I thought very visually.
Interesting, yeah. It shouldn't matter that, though, should it?
Like, no, it shouldn't, yeah. I actually, in the end, used to get so nervous about exams that Mum was like, do you want to just not do them? I was like, yes, please. And then I really started to enjoy, but I had really inappropriate teachers at my school, which sounds bad, but it was actually really good for me.
Inappropriate as in they would be like mates with you or anything?
Yeah, like...
Anything worse?
No. Yeah, no, they're just all just gangbangs at lunch. No, like my music teacher, thinking back, it was probably like very young, you know, probably like 25 or something, you know.
Mm.
And he, you know, he used to like get me out of class and be like, what the fuck am I going to get my wife for Christmas? Like, pull me out of science, but I really need Rachel for wind band.
Oh my
and
God.
And I'd be like, wind band doesn't, I didn't even bring my clarinet.
Wind band doesn't exist.
And then, yeah.
So would you, you know, go shopping with him?
Yeah, go to Boots.
Amazing.
Yeah. I think he knew as well that I was quite unhappy when aww, in my sort of more academic lessons. And when I was like doing my, I can't remember if it's GCSE or A level, but my drama teacher would come and just sit with me in the art block while I painted, much to the annoyance of my art teacher, who was like deeply hurt that I preferred drama over art.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But they all really rallied round.
That's nice.
Yeah. And it was quite, you know, it was a kind of community college, so it was quite a rough school. All students that didn't get accepted or expelled or been to prison. So I was like, there was quite a lot of older kids in my year.
Yeah.
Ones that had...
That's good. They had good art and drama.
Yeah, and I was thinking this actually because of this podcast, I was thinking about it. And, yeah, all my art teachers, my drama teacher and my music teacher were all like practicing what they taught.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so my art teachers had exhibitions on all the time, like really, really good artists.
That definitely feels more inspiring, doesn't
it? Yeah, for sure. And my music teacher was in a band and, you know, so yeah. Christ, Annie, this is an absolute monstrosity what I've made.
Mine just looks like an emoji. The face, there's no way of making the face not look ridiculous.
No, well, they do look ridiculous. But they do look ridiculous,
yeah. Did you have any luck with the white paint?
Yeah, I've been all right. Do you want some? I think
I could do with a bit if there's enough.
Please. I think I've got enough now.
I'm just going to try squeezing it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't normally paint with other people. It's more of
a
thing
I do on
my own.
Well, I was going to say, nor do I, but I suppose now I'm in the fourth series of this podcast. I actually do paint with people quite often. I would tend to paint by myself, though.
You're a wonderful artist.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very inspiring.
You say that, but wait till you see this.
Well, I think we've both gone back a bit. Step back.
There's more brushes in the middle, by the way.
Thank you.
A different nib. I might mix up my nib. Can you tell us a bit about Agency, the pilot sitcom that you've
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things. This is the trouble with telly, isn't it? It's like, shot that so long ago. I don't even think it was like this year. And so, we shot it, me, Alistair Green and Robert Bathurst, with my dear friend Craig Ainsley, who I write with a lot.
Mm-hmm. I saw, was it the British Comedy Guide who released an article about
it recently. That really surprised me. I was like, I don't know, I think just because, you know, it was so long ago that I've slightly forgot that I did it.
Is it a non-broadcast pilot or will it be out?
Yeah, I think it's non-broadcast.
Okay.
I mean, hand on heart, I just did it because it was like a bit of a laugh.
Yeah. That's what comedy should be, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very grateful, actually, as I've got older, of not feeling like competitive.
Yeah.
And actually just really enjoying things in a way that I probably felt like I wasn't allowed to when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. You become more accepting of like what you're doing and sort of look over your shoulder less at what other people are doing.
I try to anyway. can't remember the last time I felt like bitter or...
That's good.
Yeah, or there was probably a bit of that when I first started out. But I think that was more came from a place of like, I never knew if I was doing it right. Like, I did stand up for a long time, even though I've really hated it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, hated it. And it was just a moment, but it was probably when I was in my 30s, you know, maybe 30 or 31, where I was like, I could just not do this.
Mm.
I could just like not do this thing that makes me really unhappy.
Why did you start doing it?
I think because I had quite bad stage fright and I thought that maybe that would help me.
Do famously the most looking scary
back,
thing on stage.
Idiot.
And did it help with that at all? Or did
I? No, made it much worse.
So how long did you do it for until you decided to stop?
I mean, probably, I think, you know, 7 years or something.
It's quite a long time.
Yeah, but I only sort of took it seriously for a bit. When I first started out, it was like me and Lou Sanders and Jess Foster Q and Sarah Pascoe, like we all used to like hang out together and gig together.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we'd like do a gig that I would have crapped my pants over for about 3 days.
Mm.
And I mean, really, you know, feel quite sick with nerves.
Yeah.
And we'd do the gig and then they'd be like, right, if we hurry, we can get to London Bridge and do another gig there. And I was like, are you fucking mad? We've just done it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was like, and actually in all throughout those years, I was making my own little films and working with, you know, cool camera operators and that was the bit I loved.
Mm.
But for some reason, I felt like it was the right thing to do was stand up.
Yeah. That's brave, though, to realise that and make a decision to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I should have made the decision years before, I think. But I take for granted the skill it gave me. Like, you know, I host my own film night now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think twice about that.
Yeah.
I get nervous about the films not playing or something technical going wrong because it always does. But the projector broke for 40 minutes once.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's much more scary to me.
I still... People are like, why are you nervous? I'm like, because the whole crew that worked on that film are here to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to feel terrible if it doesn't play.
What did you do in that situation? Have you got people who help you?
The guys, it's under new management now and they're much better. But no, everyone's, apart from Will Andrews, I don't know if you know Will Andrews.
Yeah.
He had to go because he lives in Lewis.
He's a good artist, actually.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Good graphic designer.
He had to leave because he lived in Lewis. And that was the first time he'd come.
Mm.
And I kept saying, I promise you, it's not normally like this. But
it's hard when people say that because my instinct is to just not believe it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this gig was full last time. It's like,
But yeah, I was so chuffed that everyone stayed. And actually, it was a laugh. There was like Luke McQueen and Toby Williams always come. So they sort of...
They thrive on chaos.
Yeah, they guys. like teasing me and stuff. Do you know the Big Red Button Boys?
Yeah.
Johnny, yeah. So me and Johnny were chatting after the other one. They come pretty much every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Johnny. I was like, oh, God, it's the same old cunts come every week or every month. And he was like, listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because that's all people, you know, that's the dream of like having a loyal, lovely audience that come every
it's
time.
Funny how once you get an audience, you like start judging them for liking you or what you do.
What
do they want? They just think you're good and enjoy what you're doing. How dare they?
I did a big fundraiser for Ukraine, and I'm doing one to raise money for the Pakistan floods appeal.
Oh, great.
And it's I was going to ask you if you've got a painting you would donate.
Yeah, because
we did a raffle last time.
Do you want the stingray?
No, I mean, just from your face alone, no. I've sort of done mine.
Yeah, I'm nearly done as well. I think because it's the face is so sort of simple. I've basically been doing the background for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I've got some texture on the background that I don't hate.
Yeah, I mean,
what
I
do you
can't
do with the paintings from
yours.
This, by the way?
They're currently under my bed, but because we were going to do an exhibition of them.
Oh, that's a good idea. I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah, in Edinburgh in 2020 when the world shut down.
Oh, right, yeah.
We were going to do an exhibition at Gilded Balloon. But I think I might do an exhibition in London.
Yeah, I think you should.
Because now there's so many artworks and I think they're not being seen by a lot of people under my bed.
No.
Do
you get much action on top of it?
No, next question. Have you got any favourite artists?
I feel the same about artists as I do, like, music. You know when, like, I don't necessarily have favourite bands anymore. It's more like I'll love one tune.
Yeah.
Or even like I'll love one part of a tune.
Yeah.
Like, I know that there's a harmony coming up in the second chorus. But I did, like, growing up, I really was interested in sculpture and stuff. And I really loved... I'm probably going to get his name wrong. Giacometti?
Oh, yeah. I love Giacometti.
Those, like, skinny...
skinny figures. I've got a print of one of his.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love his style.
Yeah, my dad took me to... my dad took me to see an exhibition of his.
Mm.
And I loved that.
Yeah.
And I sketched it a lot, you know. I sketched while I was there.
Yeah, they're quite fun to copy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Those skinny figures with big heads.
So I was really interested in him when I was younger. I mean, there's some Francis Bacon sort of stuff that I love. As a general rule, I don't like that really aggressive, like...
Yeah, they're quite violent.
Gothic-y stuff. But I do love some of his figures.
Mm.
And I have a print of one, but it almost doesn't look like one of his, you know, like traditionally what you'd think of.
Which one is it?
I wish I'd jotted down the name.
Well, what does it look like?
It's a figure with its you know, its head is kind of obscured.
Mm.
There's an artist on Instagram, I know that's not quite the same, but who does faces with humans without faces that I love.
Oh, wow.
I wonder what his name is. Let me look it up.
Yeah, I feel like most of the artists I've sort of discovered now are from Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. That's one of the few things I think is good about social media.
Yes, I agree.
For visual art, it's definitely helped. Quick fire round. Oil or watercolour?
My dad's a watercolour painter.
Is he?
Yeah, he took retirement.
Wow.
But I would paint with oil. But yeah, I would go watercolour because I love my father.
What does he paint? What sort of things?
Scenery.
Nice.
And we grew up in Ely, so he often paints the cathedral.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's given me, on my 30th and my 40th birthday, he painted me a different picture of the Ely Cathedral, which I love.
You get quite nice light in that part of the world, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's all flat.
Flat, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
Is he on Instagram, your dad?
No.
No.
No, but he's on Facebook and he still thinks that's very modern.
Yeah. Well, it is, I suppose.
Yeah.
Portrait or landscape? Did I just ask you that?
No.
No.
Landscape. Portrait. Portrait.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a toughie.
I don't think I can, no.
Crazy night out or cozy night in?
Cozy night in every day of the week.
Tortured artist or strategic advertising agent?
Tortured artist.
The Scream or Water Lilies?
The Scream.
Talk about or think about art?
Think about.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Well, I guess it's far away because it's normally on my phone.
Private view or view of privates?
Well, I don't want anyone looking down there. What was the first one?
Private view.
Private view.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Life. Well, yeah.
Art or films?
Oh, Annie! That gets me right in the ticky ticker.
Does it?
Yeah, because I love films.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to go film, I think.
Yeah. Art or books?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Sorry.
I do love a book.
Comedy or...
Book. Sorry, yeah, go on.
Comedy or painting?
Painting.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm doing the outline of the stingray's face. Have you finished?
Yeah.
Okay, I will be.
I think there's a good painting in this somewhere. Like, as in, like, I think if I did this...
somewhere in this painting.
I think if I did this and it was good, it would be good.
I know what you mean. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
If you could own any... This isn't quickfire anymore.
Oh, okay.
This is slow. This okay. is a slow
sure.
question.
Sure.
If you could own any piece of art in the world, what would you choose?
Oh, I think I know the answer to this, actually. I think I would choose Van Gogh's Blossom.
Ah.
You know, they're like sort of aquamarine-y.
Yeah, lovely.
I'd love that. I did see it when I went to Holland. Where was I? Oh, anyway, I saw it abroad.
Yeah.
And, I loved that. Even though, like, I'm not, like, it's not someone, that artist isn't someone I'd want any other picture from. Mm. But that one I loved. And it's got a kind of Japanesey feel to it. And my...
Yeah, they love Blossom, don't they?
My niece lives in Japan and I miss her a lot, so...
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
What did you make of the... soup on the sunflowers while we're on the subject of Van Gogh?
It got people talking about it, didn't it? Like,
yeah.
Hand on heart, initially I was like, morons.
Yeah. I think a lot of people had that reaction, and then the more it sort of went on, you're like, fair enough.
And then I was like, well,
good to do something, isn't it?
I have such mixed feelings about... Like, in my core, I believe in it. And, you know, I think, I agree with the politics. We do need to do something drastic.
Yeah.
No one's listening.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit, you know, including our government.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Our current government.
Fucking idiots. But then there's also a part of me that thinks, grow up.
Yeah. Do you own any art?
I own some prints of art. My brother for a little while ran an art business called Four Wall, and that was sort of young artists. And it's a long time ago now, but he kept a lot of the originals. And I've got a few of them whose names I cannot remember.
Does that company still exist?
I think it does in a slightly different guise.
Mm-hmm.
He sold it. He'd always worked in music and I think he just had enough.
Yeah.
And yeah, his heart was in the right place with it for sure. But
you've got quite a creative old fam, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we are actually, yeah. I think me and Sam are the only ones that sort of have used our creativity mm-hmm. to get careers. But yeah, my mum can draw as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Talented family.
Yeah.
I've signed my picture. Have you signed
yours?
Oh,
sure. No, let me do that quickly.
And then we can show each other. Show each other what we've done. Thing is, it looks ridiculous, but then I look at the photo and
yeah,
it sort of does yeah. look like the photo, I think.
Do we 1, 2, 3 and lift?
Yeah, shall we? Yeah. One, two, three. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Annie,
I love it.
I would absolutely have yours on my wall.
Are you joking?
No, I mean that wholeheartedly. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
We've gone for very, very different styles.
Yeah, I've gone front and centre and I like the composition of yours. You've done
Mine
the stingray
going, hiya.
In the corner, yeah, like a kite, just sort yeah. of floating up. You've done very sort of Monet Manet water,
yeah,
which I love.
It doesn't make any sense though, does it?
It's pretty. And I love the bright sort of, yeah, the greens.
If I did
and the
it
blues.
Again, I'd make the ray much simpler without, you
I
know.
I quite like how simple it is at the moment.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, yeah.
It's great. It's so cheeky.
Can
I love
I buy
the expression.
Yours when you do your gallery? Can
yeah.
you put a reserve on it?
Yeah, of course.
That's so cool.
You can have it. Yeah,
see,
what are you going to call yours?
Little Ray.
Cool. What should I call mine?
No, you call yours
Big
Little
Sting?
Ray.
Little Ray, yeah.
Yeah.
Right then.
Because that's the one I'll buy. And it's weird to name my painting after myself.
No, I don't know. Weirder things have happened.
No, true.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Absolute pleasure, mate.
Is there anything you want to plug?
I think me and Jess, our little Sky Shorts coming out soon. Jess Fostercue.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Real Friends.
And did you write it and are in it?
Me and Jessica Fostercue wrote it together. We're both in it and
nice.
I directed it.
Wow. Love
so,
it.
So, that was a few months ago now, but
great.
It's coming out in the new year.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah. It's very
Can't
silly.
Wait to see it. Thank you, Rachel.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you so much for listening as ever. Remember to follow Rachel on Twitter. She's at Rachel Stubbings. And on Instagram, she's at Little Stub Hub. And yeah, just checking that's right. And it is. I'm on Twitter at Annie McTweet and on Instagram, McGrath.Annie and McGrath.Art for my art. If you want to see mine and Rachel's mad paintings of our stingrays, then follow Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. If you enjoyed the episode, please do tell one person or two and write a review. We really appreciate that. It helps a lot. So thank you. Thank you so much. And see you next time. Goodbye. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.